appreciate the Lord and appreciate Bobby, your pastor. I mean, I think a lot of him. I've known him for a long time. Seems like we've just been brothers all my life.
Yes, we have. Grab that microphone.
And it's just good to know that somebody stays the way that the Bible said. To live and act the way the Bible says. You know, it's one thing to think that, well, we got it, but it's another thing to really have it. I thought it's another thing to really have it down in your heart. We can say, oh, I love the Lord. He said, but if ye say ye love me and keep not my commandments, I said you're a liar and the truth is not in you. I thought it's going to mean something, my friend, to get it down in your heart until you can worship and love God to the bottom of your heart, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. It's going to mean something to have it like the Bible said. You got your Bibles. Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 22. Seems like I've read and went from one place to the next and saying, Lord, what would you have? What do you want out of this service? What is it you want me to preach? I don't believe that I could go in here. There's a whole book of the Word of the Lord here, but we want what He wants. We want His will. And Jesus, verse 20, chapter 22, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his sons and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Said, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Glory to God, were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. It says, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Glory to God. You may be seated. Said, but there come in. They went out into the highways and hedges. Brother, glory to God. I thought he's standing there. Those that were bidden were not worthy. In other words, they had the opportunity. It looked like it was their inheritance to have the kingdom, but they wouldn't come to the wedding. They was not concerned for their souls. They wasn't concerned for what the king's will was. And he said unto him, friend, why did you come not having a wedding garment on? Why didn't you get ready? Why didn't you make ready while you had time? Glory to God, you had time to get ready, but you never got on the wedding garment. Praise the Lamb of God. In the St. John, I believe it is chapter 3, said there was a man named Nicodemus. Praise God, come to the Lord by night and ask Him, said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. You gotta have a change of heart. Glory to God. I thought, but Nicodemus, being the fleshly man that he was, said, how can I be born again? I said, can I enter into my mother's womb? Praise God, the second time, and be born, seeing I'm an old man. I thought, but Jesus didn't speak of the flesh, but Jesus spoke of being born of the Spirit, having the power of God down in your body. Jesus told him, said, the wind blows where it listeth. Ye hear the sound thereof, and cannot tell which it cometh or whether it goeth. I said, so is every one that is born of the Spirit of God. Praise God. Now I've seen him come down to an altar of prayer and begin to cry out to God. And you see the heavenly Spirit of God come down into their body. They begin to shake. They begin to tremble. They begin to move. It's the power of God quickening their mortal body. It's a doing something that they've never experienced before. I've seen them come in. You might say, well, Brother Mays, I've never heard it like that. I've never seen this or experienced this. This is when you come down and say, Lord, save me. I don't know where else to go. I've done all I can do. I'm in your hands, Lord. Let your Spirit come in me. Let me feel of your power. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You see, this man that was in the wedding had not got on the wedding garment. He was still filthy and in his sins. He was still dirty and still had his sins hanging on. He never took care to wash and cleanse himself and clean himself of his sins. I thought, but me and you tonight, we know that we got to get down to the altar and say, Lord, wash my heart out. Lord, take the filth out. Lord, cleanse me. Sanctify me. Fill me with more of your power, which is the Holy Ghost. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, said he walketh through dry places, seeking for rest and finding none. In other words, when Jesus comes down and saves you, that old filthy spirit, that old dirty man that was down in there, he's gone out of you. The man that used to curse, when a stone got him on the finger and it turned blue and purple, didn't curse no more. Glory to God. I thought, but by and by the Lord took that old man out of there. Said he walked through dry places, seeking rest, and he wasn't finding none. He said, I'll return to the house from which I came out of and said the last state of that man would be worse than the first. Even said he'd take 7 more spirits more wicked than him into that house. But that house is swept. That house is swept and garnished. Praise God, that house is swept and garnished and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But now it's now time for a filling. It's now time to put something down in there. You get washed, you get the Spirit of Christ. But now it's time, Brother Bobby, to get something down in there that will keep you through a trying time. That you have a wedding garment on when you go before the Lord. You can get some love down in there. How did you know that you passed from death unto life? You love the brother and you get up. I remember the night that the Lord saved me. I got up and I believe there wasn't nobody in the church house that I didn't love. And I still love everybody in the church house and out of the church house. Hey, you might say the sinner. Yeah, the sinner. They got a soul. They got a soul and the devil is doing his best to destroy them before they leave this old world because he knows he's got a short time. If he can get them, he'll get them. He said, hell enlarges its borders as a rich man doeth his garment. He's always reaching out for more. Some of them says hell enlarges herself daily. The rich man, praise God, is reaching out daily to enlarge the borders of his garment. He's reaching out every day trying to make that more and more down in there. I thought, but me and you tonight, we can get something down in that house. When them spirits come, it'll be occupied. We can say there's no room. The places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. The ways that I used to dress, I don't dress that way anymore. There's been a change in me. Oh, glory to God. When you get a change in your heart, there ain't somebody gotta come and tell you, you know. I've seen them come in that didn't know the first thing about holiness, the Spirit of God. I thought the only thing, there was a girl come in. Yeah, I thought the best I remember, she may have had pants on the first time. The second time, she had on a little mini skirt, Bobby, and the Lord dealing with her heart. And the next thing you know, you see her making her way to the altar, and she's crying out, Lord, save me. I thought, and we begin to pray and cry out to God. It went on a couple nights, didn't it, Brother Bill? Praise God, but after a while, the power of God come down, and you see them hands as they begin to shake, as the Spirit of God begin to change your heart, begin to come down in. The next thing you see a little holiness girl, never raised her tall holiness, come walking through the door, with her dress on down below her knees. Glory to God, I'm telling you, the way I used to dress, I don't dress that way anymore. Praise God, the places this old boy used to go, he don't go there anymore. I'm telling you, you get born again, there'll be a change. Then said the kings to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Boys, I'm not telling you what, there's going to be cries come from the pits of hell. Ah! If I would have listened to that little preacher man, if I'd have said, no, let me just go back. Let me go back. I'm tormented in these flames. Help me. Praise the Lamb of God. But it'll be too late. We want to go on like we got forever. We want to go on like we got forever. And like you might say, well, Wilgus, you're a fanatic. No, my friend, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to get down at the altar and get a hold of the power of God and find out for yourself if it's real or not. Don't take my word, but get down. Get down and say, Lord, save me. Wash me. Cleanse me. I don't live the way I live just to be seen. And I don't live that way because I'm scared or a fanatic. But I live that way because I love the Lord down in my heart. You got the freedom just like I got. You can live any way you want to. But wouldn't it be a sad time to come down to the wedding and to hear him say, friend, where's your wedding garment? You didn't take time out to wash it. You didn't take time out to clean up and get ready. But you rather enjoyed the pleasures of sin. I said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. My friend, it's going to mean something to live right, to walk right, to talk right. Praise God that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt when you get ready to go, you're going to go to a better place. Paul said, if I only had hope, said I would be of all men most miserable. I would be of all men most miserable. You think about it. You think about it. If I didn't know deep down in my heart that the Lord had saved me, I wouldn't be here tonight. And I thought, I got to watching my father-in-law, my brother, as they preached. I got to watching them. And the power of God get on them. They go moving across the floor. I said, Lord, I want to feel that. I got to hungering. I got to praying. I got to reading. I said, Lord, I want to feel that power. I want more. I want more. And I thought, there come a night. I was sitting in the church county like this was. I was sitting back in the back of the seat over here, clapping my hands, talking to the Lord. Lord, I want to feel that power. I want it to just carry me out of here. I thought I got to. The Lord spoke to me and said, go down this side of the church. Boy, I just right after it. I just took right off. Boy, I went down through there. I come back. I stood there. I said, Lord, I didn't feel a thing. Is it all right if I preach to you just a little while? I said, Lord, I didn't feel a thing. That's singing and sounding good. You say, how you know it's the Lord? He said, try the Spirit to see whether they be a God or not. Said, many spirits have gone out into the land. And if it's a spirit that goes against the Word, you don't got to try it. You done and tried it by the Word. Don't do it. He said, go down the middle. I said, all right, Lord. I started down the middle, boys. And about middle ways, there was a child stepped out and said, you must come as humble as one of these to enter into the kingdom of God. I thought in the power of God hit me. And I left here. I'm telling this to try to build up your faith that you realize that there's more to this than just saying, I got it. They sung a while ago, have you got it like the Bible says? You read the Bible, don't worry. Get you a good King James Version Bible and you start reading. I would suggest that you read the New Testament first. You read it all the way through. You talk to the Lord while you read it. Glory to God. And if you don't begin to grow, if the Lord don't begin to reach down and see and take a note of that, then you can call me and say, Brother Wilgus, come over and pray with me. I need help. I'll be right there. I'm a strong believer in prayer. I've seen them come in. And them screaming, help me! Help me! And them at the altar. Now there's one thing to have spirits, and there's another thing to be possessed. There's a difference. We all had spirits. But to be possessed, this woman was possessed with a suicide spirit. Help me! And at first I sat at my seat. The Lord said, wait. Then the Lord said, go pray. And I started praying and I realized that this kind don't come out that way. I began to rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And others seen what was going on and they began to rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me! And when that thing went out of her, she went over on the altar. And never moved. It was almost as if she was dead. And there were several other spirits raised up. And there began to become confusion in the church house. There was three left out of her. She told her brother, said, there was three spirits left out of me. And then later she told her brother, I wish I could have killed myself. Would have killed myself while I could have. The spirit had gone. It had been cast out. But there was a young man sitting in the church. He didn't have his wedding garment on. He still had the sin in his life that he wasn't wanting to get rid of. I'm not telling you a fairy tale. I'm telling you the truth. The fact of the matter is, that spirit went out of that girl. It went in that young man. We never realized it at church that night. But we went out to eat. We were sitting eating, me and my wife. And him and some of his friends was coming in to eat. And they come in, and that young man, and I thought, that's strange. He got his kids in the way he went out the door. A week, 2 weeks later, the young man killed himself. It don't pay to play around and not have on the wedding garment. If that young man could go back, I'm quite sure. Oh, if I had only listened. This ain't a game. This is eternity. When you leave here, my friend, you're never going to return again. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. that there's not gonna be no way out when you get there. That's why I said make ready. Today is a day of salvation. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. You can play around. You can say maybes and buts, but this is no game. Woo! It's time that we get serious with God. When the devil told me when I was in sin to go do that or do that, I did that. But if we ain't careful, the Lord can sit and plead with us and beg with us. I thought, you might say it's kind of strange, Willis, for you to just get up and walk. Well, the Lord speaks to my heart, I walk. The Lord speaks to my heart, to run, I run. It was a night that He told me. I was standing there and He bid me to walk. And I just stood there. He said, son, there was a time that only had to speak to you once. There was a time I only had to speak to you once. I said, Lord, I'll go. I'll go. I thought, I don't want to be in a state of mind. Praise God. He said, I would that you were hot or cold because you're lukewarm. I said, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. That means that I need to be on fire for God. I can't go for you and you can't go for me. But we're going to have to go by the mercies and grace of God, or we won't go. Woo! For many are called, but few are chosen. What do you think about that? They're chosen when they say, okay, Lord, I love you enough. I'm going to quit doing that because you convicted my heart of it. You can walk out and go right back to doing what you was doing before. But then He called you. And it was up to you to go. It was up to you to say, I'll live for you, Lord. Though they may persecute me, though they may laugh. I tell them, I was the young man that carried a note to school. Brother Bobby, I'm not ashamed to tell it. That said, Wilgus Mays does not wear shorts. And they said, well, you just have to wear a pair of white breeches. I have a pair of white jeans I had to wear in gym class. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Woo! But I went on through school. I carried the note that said, Wilgus Mays does not dance. And when they had dancing lessons in school, Wilgus Mays went out and sat outside the door. I'm not ashamed of it, because when the power of God begins to dance me, I don't believe that you could ever learn anything like that in school. But I believe that when I make it to the other side, all these feet to carry me across them golden streets, that the Lord has prepared for them and them that love His appearing. They won't be, no matter what anybody else says or does, they won't be a thing they can do. Boy, but the only thing they can say is He made it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Me and you tonight, we better get ready, because turn it back over to Brother Bobby. You just don't hardly know where to stop. But I've reached out to you tonight. I started as a young man. A mom and dad raised me up in church, and I went through school that way. And when I got older, I thought I'll do things my way. And I got out and I tried the world. And the things of the world. But I couldn't find peace. I couldn't find happiness. And now then I can find peace and happiness on the job. I can find it at home. I can find it out in the field on the tractor. Boys, I thought the Lord goes with me. I thought that I'd get to some of them tapes of singing and playing, and I get to thinking on the Lord, and my hands may go in the air, and me driving down the road and go to speaking in tongues. This year that I'm talking about's real. It don't need no teachers. All of it needs is a willing vessel. Somebody to say, "Here I am, Lord. You fill me. You fill me the way that you want me to be." It's not the way, Wilgus, I want you to be, but you want to be the way the Lord wants you to be. It's going to mean something. I wouldn't want to hear him say, "Bind him hand and foot. Cast him into outer darkness." Said there'd be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Just a screaming and a crying. I mean, the young man sat there that night. Brother, he sat there, and some of them even tried to get him to pray. No, not right now. I'll go down the road maybe a few more days. He went down the road a few more days. They said, "You know that young man? He committed suicide. No chance to repent." You say, "What are you saying, Wilgus?" I'm not the judge. But if I can't repent, he said, "If you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come." Said some men's sins goes up before, and some follow after. I'm glad that I can say I got the wedding garment on. I took that old filthy garment and washed it and cleaned it and got it all cleaned up in the blood of Christ. Brought out a brand new shining garment. That's the only way you can do it. That's the only way you can do it. There's no other detergent. I thought sometimes little boys at school, you'd see the teacher take them and they'd say a dirty word. This was back many years ago. The teacher would literally take them and take a bar of soap and wash their mouth out for saying a dirty word. Today they say, "Oh, it's probably because of mom and dad." And sadly to say, it probably is. It probably is. But me and you know that it's not fuller's soap. It's not bleach. It's not detergent. But it's the blood of Jesus Christ that began to wash and cleanse that old filthy house. That old filthy house. Brother Bobby. Brother Bill. He began to wash that old filthy house. You might say, "Well, you was raised." I said, "I was raised." But I got older and I thought I'd know better than Mommy and Dad. And I got out. And it's only by the mercies of God that I'm here tonight. It's only by the mercies of God. The Lord trying to call me to preach. I said, Lord, that's not for me. That's for my brother. I said, Lord, if I preach, I got to live good. And then I got to thinking, well, Lord, if I just sing, I got to live good. I said, Lord, if I just sat and clapped my hands and say, come on, brother, I got to live good. I got to live good. I got to take control and keep that house cleaned. I got to take control and keep that house swept and garnished, full of love, full of happiness, full of joy, and glory. And me and you tonight, we got to take control of things. We can't have that bitter and hatred in there. There's not a soul in this old world that I couldn't hug their neck. And if they wasn't saved, beg them to get saved. And if they're saved, hug their neck and say, I want to go to heaven with you. I'm trying to close. I'm going to turn this over to Bobby. He said, make an altar call. Everybody stand with me. That's the way I believe in having an altar call. Reverence is where I got saved, to the altar. That's a high reverence. You got a problem? You got a problem in home? You got a problem with a brother, sister? You got a problem with a neighbor? Or maybe you just need a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Or just another touch from Jesus. Right here at this altar, I've never outgrown it. I've never outgrown it. Don't want to. As they give us that song, I want you to come and pray with me. I'll pray with you as long as you want to pray. The power of God is just as real today as it was the day that I got saved. Come to the altar and pray with us. It's just a step out of faith. Saying, Lord, I'm going all the way with you. Lord, I'm going all the way with you. Praise God. As they sing.
Do you know think about it. How Lord, touch me. To know something.
Let your power come into my life.
You'll hear a small
let your glory shine through.
Keep dismissing. How does it feel? Be troubled inside, the thing just for you. On a cross someone died, how does it feel? He knocked you to surrender, have your sins washed away, never to be remembered, and to know that it's real, tell me do you know how it feels? Stars up above, how does it sins washed away, never to be remembered, and I know that it's real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? Oh, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father owns everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the One who created the stars of above? Thing just for you on a cross, someone died. How does it feel? He knocked your soul in there. Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered. And to know that it's real, tell me, do you know how it feels?
Oh, and how does it feel?
Everything. Your cold heart is melting. Tears started flowing the moment you felt it. How does it feel to know you've been changed? And it seems like your whole world has been rearranged. How does it feel wherever you roam? You still get that feeling you're just not at home. Knowing heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels?
And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, a Heavenly Father holds everything? How does it feel to know you are loved by the One who created the stars of the moon?
I thought about Brother Wilgus's preaching. I said, that's that old time preaching. This is an old fashioned holiness church that loves old time preaching. The closer you can preach it, the better I like it. Somebody said, preacher, I don't like when you dig around me. Let me tell you something. If you don't dig around it, how else are you going to grow? When the Lord come to the fig tree and He didn't bring forth the fruit, Brother Carter, He said to the gardener, why cumbereth it the ground? Hew it down. Cut it down. But the gardener said to the master, Lord, let me dig around it. Let me put some dung around it. Lord, give me one more year with it, Lord. And then God, if it doesn't bear forth, then we'll cut it down. We find the Lord coming out of Jerusalem after He'd already cursed the fig tree in another passage. And He comes back by. And the Lord said to the disciples, amen, blesses that man, amen, that bringeth forth fruit when he comes. See, He's going to give a reward according to every man's work. And you know what? If we're not bearing forth fruit, amen, that's pleased to God, Brother Carter. He said to cut it down and to bind it hand and foot and cast it in the fire, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I want to make sure I've got the goods when I leave here. Somebody said, Brother Bobby, you ought not judge people. The Bible said, you shall know them by the fruit that they bear. A good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. Now, how more simple can you put it? Somebody said, don't judge me. There's 66 books that's going to judge you on that great and noble day. The song has been sung since I've been a boy. Please search the book again, Lord. I thought my name was there. I went to church every Sunday. But I never knelt in prayer. You'll not go to God's heaven because your mommy prays and your daddy's a preacher. You'll not go to heaven because you go to church on Sunday. You'll not go to heaven because you pay your tithes on Sunday. You'll not go to heaven because you got long hair and short hair. You'll go to heaven because the blood of Jesus Christ is shed abroad in your life and washed your sins away. Can you holler amen? I'm going to let you eat and I'll get stirred. Apostle Paul said, we are washed. Washed. He said, the blood of Jesus Christ has washed me. He said, he goes through a whole list and says, fornicators, idolaters, lasciviousness, malice. He goes through a whole stage. He said, "Were such were some of you, but ye have been washed." Somebody holler, "Amen." Amen. I'm here to tell you, I'm washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not the man I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are passed away. And behold, all things are became new.
Amen.
You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. People don't like that scripture because they say, "I'm not a creature." You're created in His likeness. He said He formed man in His own likeness. He created you in His own likeness. And when Paul said you're a new creature, you're a new creature. You're a new person. The old man's dead. Can I say this before we eat? When the old man rises up in your life, you put him back down in that grave. When you went to the river and you was baptized, I don't care how much water you was baptized with, the washing of the baptizing does not wash away your sins. You can go in every creek and every river and every ocean. It does not wash away your sins. But the Bible says it's showing of a clear conscience that you've been buried with Christ and you have been risen with Christ. Somebody holler, "Amen." I don't care how many times you get baptized. It don't wash away your sins. But it shows that clear conscience that you've been buried and you rose again with Christ. You know what? Every now and then that old man rises up and reminds me of my past. I say, "You're buried. You're dead. I buried you in the creek at the altar. I was crucified with Christ." Unless you pick up your cross and follow Him, you shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. I don't want to be ashamed of Him tonight. That man over there has preached you the truth. Somebody said, "That's good enough to live by." I'm here to tell you it's good enough to die by. Give me that old time religion. "Mama, your religion was sure good to live by, but it sure ain't good to die by. I want something that's good enough that'll take me from this life into the next life. When that cold, chilly hand takes me, and it could take me anytime." You know that? I'm only 42. I'm a young man. But I can leave here before any of you, before Brother Glenn does. Now, nature says Brother Glenn's getting ready to leave here. According to nature, how much have we promised, Brother? Wilgus, 70 years. Yeah, 70 is 70. And by, faith, 70. And it says, and by strength, yeah, 80, which would be 80. So if we're promised according to God's Word, we're promised about 80 years. So he must have been good to his mommy and daddy. Do you know the first commandment was promised? "Honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days shall be prolonged upon the earth." Some of these people which live 90 to 100, they must have been awful good kids. Because the Bible says you only promise 70, and by strength you make it to 80. If you're living to be 90 and 100 years old, God's given you a promise. Now, with that, and know according to the Scriptures, according to that, we know that time is now for Brother Glenn. Time is now for Brother. Now, he don't look that old. I'm getting ready close, but look at him. Ain't he pretty? Now, none of you could guess his age. Ain't never one of you. I don't think guess. I didn't. You're 72, ain't you, Brother Rook? Does he look 72? Lord have mercy, no. I thought about 60. And he's 72. Now, according to the Scripture, he's done beyond what the Bible's promised. Now, he must have been a good kid. Let me tell you something. God will have mercy upon whom He will have mercy. But now I could die before morning because every hair on my head's numbered and God knows my day and God knows your day. But if we got everything fixed, Brother Carter, it don't matter if I go in the morning or you go in the morning. We're ready to go, ain't we? We're ready to go. If you're not ready to go, there's an altar here and we can get things fixed. I want to ask the Lord to help Brother Wilgus. And we want to pray for Sister Hurt's brother. Before we dismiss, we want to pray for the soldier here as we dismiss. Now, we're going to let you eat. Now, normally, we can do that too. We'll have you stand there for him. He told me he was going to leave early. He'd already told me before service he was going to leave. We need to pray for Brother Jeff. He's our trustee here at the church. And Lord gave him to us the very first service here 3 years ago. He's a great man of God here for our church. But he fell and got hurt. And I know he suffered. He's been taking morphine. They actually prescribed him morphine for the pain. You can imagine. A cracked tailbone. He can't even sit. And he's a truck driver. So you can imagine. We need to pray for Brother Jeff. So we're going to do that. But I'm going to let you eat. And we don't want nobody to leave. We're thankful for our guests that come tonight. We want them to come back anytime they want to. I told them they was visitors tonight. But now they're family. You know what he told me? He said, since I'm family, can I say?